I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
And we're back on Inside a Black and Gold Free Agency Edition. That was weird. I don't know why I did that. It did not sound the way as tough as I thought it would. We need Steve for that. Steve's got like the promoter voice that I will never have with my, you know, nasally whatever. But hey, we're gonna get through it. And in this segment, we're gonna say we'll call this segment the Meet Willie Gay segment. Because that's really what we did today is we were all able to have the reporters, at least were able to have a conversation with Willie Gay. And, you know, he didn't say legendary at all, as far as I can recall, but he did strike me very similarly to Kwon Alexander in the way that he kind of approaches the game. He's a juice guy, as he, you know, Tyron would say that about him. Right. And if you recall the nickname for the linebacker core when it was Kwon and DeMario, it was the Juice Boys, right? So maybe we can get back to that Juice Boys situation. But Saints brought in Willie Gay on a one-year, $5 million maximum contract. He is now the fourth former Chief that is under contract, along with Tyrann Mathieu, Colin Saunders, Tano Passanio. So a lot of T's and a lot of K's. And then Willie. And if they bring back Ugo Amadi, you will have another former Chief. If they bring back Jonathan Abram, you will have another of Willie Gay's Mississippi State teammates. And Todd Grantham, who was a coach at Mississippi State when Willie was there. So there was a lot involved in why he decided to come to the Saints. It developed late in the game, but that was not for nothing. He's going to talk about that. He'll also talk about spying the quarterback. And it's something that he's done very well throughout his career. It's something that he thrives at and likes to do. He says the easiest part of the game. So that's part of the interview that I want to draw your attention to. We'll talk about that on the back end. And also just, you know, what is his role going to be? We'll discuss that. But without further ado, here is that interview, or at least a large majority of that interview with a few things cut down or trimmed out.
What went into your decision-making process to sign with the Saints?
I mean, the best part is that, man, it's a great team, in my opinion. You know, defense always looking good. So, and then you have my guy Todd Grantham over there. He's a D-line coach. Tyrann Mathieu, Colin Saunders, Jonathan Abram, my college teammate, TK. He was there with the Chiefs with me my rookie year. So I got guys that I've known over the past 4 years that's there. So they can tell me all the good things about the city, about the team. And that really played a big role, man, having people over there that knew me already that could vouch for me if need be. So I'm looking forward to just getting over there with those guys.
You know, how do you feel about your fit with the defense?
I feel pretty good about it, man. They have two great linebackers right now. Of course, Pete, man, you're going into year four. He's been playing amazing. I've been watching Pete since we both was young bucks. I was in year two. I think he was in, yeah, his rookie year. And, of course, DeMario, man, Mississippi guy, Brandon Mississippi, man. I've been watching DeMario since eighth grade. So just to be able to be on the field with those guys whenever, you know, definitely, you know, I got to earn my stripes, whatever position there may be, however many reps it may be, man. I just want to go out there and work for it. But I'm excited for the opportunity to even just have a chance, you know, to be on the team with a great defense, a great defensive scheme like this one.
I think Tyron kind of called a hype guy. Now, this team has a lot of guys who have a lot of juice with them. Do you fit with that kind of culture?
Yeah, man, I'm going to turn it up a notch for you for sure. You know, I know everyone got that hype guy, but I'm the juice man for a reason, baby. So we're gonna see.
Hey, Willie, when it comes to your game for, you know, fans that might not be super familiar and everything with you having played in Kansas City, what do you feel like is the thing about your game that you're most excited to bring to the New Orleans Saints defense?
Man, honestly, it's nothing on the field I can't do. You know, not a perfect player. I never say that. But when I'm out there, I feel like I'm the fastest out there. I can cover. I can tackle. Do I make all of them? No. Am I going to make every interception? No. Am I going to make every play? No. But you got a guy that's going to go 110 every play, give it his all. but it's blitz and coverage. I feel like, man, I can do it all, man. And to be here and have an opportunity to showcase that, something I'm definitely looking forward to, from OTAs to training camp and on into the season. So I can't wait to put it on display.
Hey, Willie, you played a role in Kansas City of trying to stop mobile quarterbacks and being a spy on them. Just what goes into that and what makes you really effective at it?
Man, that's just like playing backyard football. You know, when Coach Spags at the Chiefs, man, brought that package up to me, what, 3 years ago, my second year. And I was like, yeah, that's easy, you know. So it was very effective for us over there, man. And I'm looking forward to bringing it, you know, to the Saints in any way that I can, any way the defensive coaches want to use me. Like I said, man, I'm ready. I'm ready to be that weapon that they, you know, can count on. And, you know, if it comes to mobile quarterbacks, you know, I'll definitely do the job. So definitely not worried about anybody outrunning me. So,
Willie, something you tweeted the other day, I just thought it was interesting. You're talking about, you know, you might not have had the snaps that you would have hoped for, and like momentum in a game is real. I'm just curious if you could elaborate on, you know, what you mean by that. Were you, you kind of feel like you maybe were not emphasized in a role that showed you in the best way? I'm just curious what all you meant there.
I mean, honestly, I have to dig into it, man. I went from my year three, you know, a year where I missed four games, but still was able to, I was 12 tackles away from 100, you know, so I played a lot, you know. Then the year after that, you know, we brought in a linebacker, you know, it was part of the game, you know. There was nothing to that, but like my snap count went down to the point where I was looking at the sheets every week after the games. I'm playing at most 26 plays, you know, in a 60-play game. And it's like, how many plays can you actually make? You know, you go in for a drive, you come out a drive. You go in for a drive, you come out a drive. Like, anybody who, you know, knows anything about rhythm, man, it's, like I said in my tweet, it's a real thing, especially in a football game or any sport. And to not ever really just get a feel for the game, for the flow of the game, man, it sucks, I'll be honest, you know. So that's kind of what I meant by that.
What role are you hoping to have on this defense?
Any role they want me to have, man. I'm just going to go in. It's a clean slate for me, I feel, you know. They know what I can do, but they are also hoping I show them more, you know. So I get that opportunity, and I'm thankful for that. So I'm looking to go in and, man, showcasing my talent, show that I can come off the edge, blitz through the middle, covering man. You know, cover any back, any tight end and man coverage. You know, am I the best? Once again, no, but ain't no slacking, you know, when you put me out there. So definitely ready to show my skill set, man, to the best way that I can. So,
Willie, when it comes to wanting those snaps and that chance to play, I mean, obviously, DeMario and Pete both have been every down linebackers here. I mean, Do they have a vision where they can use all three of you at once, or you think you'll be competing for snaps with those guys?
I mean, of course, we'll be competing for snaps, man. You know, like I said, it happened to me last year, you know, in my fourth year of my contract, you know, not to take food off anybody else's plate, or, you know, but you definitely want to just get in, man, and get to the point where you're playing, shoot, me personally, more than I was last year, you know. I actually want to get out there, man, and be able to show what I can do, you know, any way that's possible, man. And hopefully they keep us with us three on the field. I honestly feel like we had a good room with the Chiefs, but golly, man, with DeMario and Pete, I feel like we can make something happen, man. I'm excited to get those guys for sure.
And when you talk about being able to spy quarterbacks, that'll be music to fans' ears down here. That's been a little bit of an issue. What's the art to being able to handle the mobile quarterbacks in this league or match up with them?
And the art to it. You know, we used to play a game called Scared to Pick It Up, man, when I was young. And, you know, anybody picked the ball up, they run all over the field like chickens with their head cut off. And I'm the one that always go track them down and get the ball out their hands. So, and I feel like that's kind of how I look at it. You know, you have no specific assignment other than watch the quarterback. If he escapes, go get him. You ain't got to look backwards. You don't have to drop. You have one assignment. Go ahead, hunt the quarterback. You know, that's the easiest thing to do for a guy like me. I love to run sideline to sideline anyway. So if you just tell him to float over the ball, and if he tries to escape, go get him. Oh, man, it's going to be a good day.
And, Willie, you talked about, you know, obviously the former teammates you have here in Tyron, Tano, Colin. You know, I'm just curious if you've had conversations with them since signing, and, you know, what maybe – or prior to signing even – and what they relayed about this defense. Because it's interesting, it's four teammates, but also all on the defensive side of the ball.
I didn't really talk to them much because, honestly, I really didn't know where I was going to end up until the last few – minutes of that day. But I did talk to Colin a little bit. Colin Saunders, obviously, because I was last with him with the Chiefs. And he told me how much he loved it over there, the defense, the city, how much the people love their players, man. That's a big deal for me, man. So that's really all we really got into. But, yeah, well, I talked to those guys a little bit after the fact, but before not too much.
What do you mean that it came down to the last minute? Like, did the Saints kind of emerge late in the process, or could you kind of expand on that?
I mean, I had a couple teams, man, but we just was trying to work out the business part of it. You know how it goes.
Willie, what's it been like for you winning the Super Bowl in overtime all the way until now?
Oh, man, I'm a two-time world champion, you know. Started two Super Bowls, played in, you know, went to three. It's been a great feeling, man. I definitely want to bring one to New Orleans, though. And I think we got a great opportunity, great chance to do that with a wonderful team. You know, it starts now, though. It starts with the preparation from day one.
Is there anything that, like, you know, Tyron's kind of been like a leader a lot of places throughout his career. Is there anything that you've kind of taken from him that's helped you with your game, your development, your growth as a player, anything like that?
He never has a bad day. Like, meaning he never has a day of practice where he's a little slow or a little off mentally, you know. And I've been watching T5 since my rookie year, obviously, man. And he goes, he works, no matter what's going on in the outside world. Yeah, we all have stuff going on, but when he's at work, he's at work. He's a pro man. And to watch him again, you know, it's going to help my game even more. Help me become that leader I need to be even more. Watching DeMario, you know, it's going to help even more, man. So I'm excited about that for sure.
Well, I know that for any player, the mental side of the game is just as important as the physical side. You've got some plays on your tape, though, from like your second season to where you're reading a play action, flowing with the play flow, understanding where your help is, all these other things. How did you get to that point at NFL speed so quickly?
Reps, man. Practice reps. Practice, you know, when you one thing I like to do, I mean, everyone would say this, but actions show otherwise. I try to treat every rep in practice like the game, you know, whether it's the speed, me getting my stance early, flying to the ball, making sure I finish. You know, to show the coaches I'll make the tackle. You know, it's something that was preached over in Kansas City. So it's kind of something that's built into me now, man, to make practice as hard as possible. You know, reps, watch film, pay attention in the film room. Even if it's little details you pick up on here and there, you won't be perfect. But if you do the little things right, like your alignment and know your assignment, you'll be making plays all over the field, man. And people think you're some kind of genius for just doing your job, you know, so that's usually how it goes.
All right, y'all, back at it. That was Willie Gay talking about signing with the Saints. A few interesting things that he brought up there, right? I think when you look at this and you say, well, why did they go his direction?
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Did they spend more to bring Zach Bond back? Because, you know, you're paying however much to bring Willie Gay in. Why didn't you pay that much to bring Zach Bond back? Well, for one thing, one of Zach Bond's best attributes was special teams, and I am curious as to if Willie is asked to contribute on special teams, and if he does, how does he perform there? But that's something you'll figure out as you go. I did think it was interesting. You know, I mentioned a tweet, and I'll flash up the tweet to my left here. He's talking about, you know, he wasn't a fan of his role, and he did elaborate on that. I asked him about that, and I do think it's interesting because, for one, and you know, I'm not calling anybody out here, he had his highest total snaps at the NFL level last season. Yeah, I think it's 641 snaps compared to like 620 something the year before. He wasn't as productive, you know, and I think that's more what he was talking about, is the way he was deployed. It's not necessarily about snap share. It's about the way he was deployed and the kind of disjointed nature of it. And I get it. I do get it. That said, my only issue is that I don't think that's going to be any different with the Saints, because assuming he does not beat out Pete Werner in camp, which is an assumption. It's not necessarily a fact. I do think that he is brought in to some extent to push Pete Werner. And we'll talk a little bit more about that. But, you know, I think realistically, you're talking about Sam snaps and, you know, obviously filling in if there are any injuries or stuff like that. But you're not going to play three linebackers that much. I think you'll play more base personnel because he's versatile and because he can move around. And if you need him to track down some of these bigger wide receivers or tight ends, running backs, he can do that. But I don't think that his snap share is going to increase a ton. So I'm hopeful that we this time next year, we're not having the same conversation of, well, they didn't use me the right way. Right. And I don't think that was born out of more frustration than anything else. And I do think that you're going to see him on the field a lot, particularly in matchups against guys who want to get out and run. Right. Because that was a huge issue for the Saints. And something I talked about last year a lot was I think they are at a deficit of team speed on defense. And Zach Bond was included in that. And one of the reasons you could only get Zach Bond on the field sparingly was because if he was asked to play in coverage at all, he was getting attacked. The Saints knew that. Other teams knew that. So it was very limiting to how you could get him on the field and what you could ask him to do. And that's why Nephi Sewell, when he kind of burst onto the scene and suddenly it was like, yeah, this works better. This makes more sense. Now, Nephi's dealing with that injury, and you don't know where he's going to be. But I do like Willie Gay. I think that he's going to have the right approach, and I think his situation is going to be helped by the fact that Tyrann Mathieu is here, Colin Saunders here, Tom Passion, you know, these guys who he's worked with in the past, and he can kind of build up. I think one thing that happens on a team that has as much success as the Chiefs have is kind of these role players, these guys who sacrifice a lot for the team, they tend to get ignored because everyone wants to talk about Pat Mahomes and everyone wants to talk about this. You know who was the star group on that Chiefs team this year? Was the defense, was the secondary, was the coverage. But still, all we talk about is Pat Mahomes did it again. And yes, he did lead the touchdown drive in overtime and he made the comeback, whatever. The defense was the star of that team, but we never talk about it, really. We talk about Pat Mahomes. And so I get that. And I think that's why when you took a look at a guy who's talking about joining this team, and he says, yeah, the defense is always legit. Because and I've talked to Colin about this, Colin Saunders. Early in the season last year, he kind of displayed that same sentiment. He loves Pat Mahomes. He loves the offense. But every time the Chiefs would lose and they would allow like 24 points, it'd be like, oh, the defense let down Pat, you know? And it's like no one ever talks about the defense when Pat has a bad game and the defense steps up, right? So I do think that is a factor there. But either way, like I like the athleticism he brings. And if the only difference is that in games against, I don't know, what are the mobile quarterbacks they're facing next year, right? I don't know off the top of my head, but they exist. Jordan Love, you're playing the Packers again, right? If all he's able to do, if the only difference he makes is that in a game against a Jordan Love, you're able to track him down rather than allowing him to escape and extend plays the way he was in that week three game, you win that game, right? In the game against the Falcons in week 12, right? If you're able to track Desmond Ridder down and not allow him to extend plays, I think you'd probably win that game, right? The Vikings in week 10, Josh Dobbs, you know, they did nothing in the second half of that game. The first half, he was unstoppable. Why? Because he was able to extend plays and run. He had that crazy soaring touchdown. Trevor Lawrence and the Jaguars, like, that was a massive issue. Even week four against the Bucs, I don't know if you win that game. I don't think that it was all about Baker extending plays, but it definitely made your life a lot more difficult, at least on the defensive side of the ball. Now, you can only change so much on the offensive side of the ball. You still got Derek Carr. You need him to perform. But I do think that when you look at last year and you look at the struggles that this team had in very specific aspects and what made your life a lot more difficult and made it a lot more difficult to win on the defensive side of the ball, it was the inability to track down quarterbacks. So I think that is what you're looking at when you bring in Willie. And I think it's a smart move. And, you know, I don't think this team has a lot of holes that they need to plug, like big time holes. You can say they need to improve at certain positions, and that's what the draft is for. But a rangy athletic linebacker who you can plug in and say, that's the guy with the ball, go get him, is something they needed. And I don't think Zach ever got to the point where you felt like he was that guy. until you played him on the line, but that's not what you're looking to do. So I like the Willie Gay signing. I like his approach. I think he's got a chip on his shoulder. I think you take a one-year deal as a former second-round pick. You know, this is his first contract in free agency, and he took it pretty quick. So to me, that indicates a guy who is like, you know what, I don't think I was showcased in the way that I can be showcased. And because of that, I'm not getting looks in free agency. And because I played with Pat Mahomes, everyone's talking about, well, you played with Pat Mahomes, so the defense doesn't matter. You can plug any defensive player in there, and they're going to win a Super Bowl. So I think this is a year where he's going to have a lot of motivation to go out and, you know, maybe get 100 tackles or something. You know, he talked about how he finished shy of 100 tackles. You know, prove that he earned, he deserves a multi-year, you know, whatever a reasonable contract is for a 26-year-old linebacker in the NFL. Because 1 year, $5 million is not much in today's NFL. So I'm looking forward to seeing what he can bring. And again, like I mentioned earlier, I said we talked about it, didn't really talk about it. I do think that his presence is more than just saying he's going to back up Pete Werner and play Sam. I think Pete Werner's coming off of his worst pro season. Now, he's only played three. So, you know, one of those seasons had to be the worst. he was solid as a rookie, and you kind of grade him on a curve for playing as a rookie. Year two, he was incredible before the, I think it was an ankle injury, whatever slowed him down. And I don't know if he ever got back to that consistency. And so I think you're bringing in this guy who is going to push him. And I think it's going to keep you honest because you didn't really have that last year. Like, who was your linebacker behind? You don't have to worry about DeMario Davis. DeMario is going to push himself to heights that you've never seen before at the NFL level, at least for a 36-year-old linebacker. But there was no one really behind Pete to ever even say, like, his situation is even questionable. Like, he was the starter. And I don't think that's ever a situation that breeds, you know, motivation for the player beyond being self-motivated. So in that sense, I think it's a good move. And I'm looking forward to what he has to offer. But that's Willie Gay. You've met him. Now let's go from there. But who dat? I'm Jeff Nowak. If you haven't subscribed yet, please do. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about, you know, going forward in free agency. What's next? What about some of these guys who are sitting still in the free agent market, players from the Saints that have not signed elsewhere yet? Could they still be coming back? A couple visits I want to talk about. And we'll talk about just general strategy from the Saints this offseason. Who dat? Stick around.